This was pretty much a foregone conclusion, not unexpected, but no doubt difficult still for the British public to hear that they'll remain under lockdown for another 3 weeks, only allowed to leave their homes to buy essential supplies or for that one bout of exercise a day. Announcing the extension was Dominic Raab, who is, of course, deputising, standing in for Boris Johnson while he continues to recuperate from his own case of COVID-19. Raab said that it's been a mixed and inconsistent picture in relation to the coronavirus so far in the UK, and that the government needs to see a sustained and consistent fall in daily death rates, be sure Britain's moved past the peak of the virus before they can make any adjustments to these social distancing measures. In effect, it is still too soon. He said a review had concluded that relaxing the measures now could risk harming the public's health and the economy. Death rates continue to climb here in the UK, passing 13,000, and that number could still be higher as the government's figures only focus on the number that have died in hospital, not in the wider community settings such as care homes. Of course, following this announcement, attention now turning to an exit strategy. What happens after these 3 weeks? Dominic Raab said that he can't give any kind of timescale in relation to easing the restrictions. It would be irresponsible to do so at this stage, but the data will be reviewed at the end of this month. Holly Hudson, London.